Welcome to Wonderful Approach Family. This is Seven, your host. I'm so glad to see everybody on the line. I want to say welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. It's been educating. It's going to continue to be educating. Every Wednesday, I never quite know where the lesson's going to be, but I do know there'll be a lesson. And so I look for it. I appreciate it. I try to learn and gather as much of it as I can. And then I try to share it. Sometimes our stories, we're still growing and building and developing, but we can always help someone who may be just starting a road that we just finished. So never underestimate your power to be helpful, your power to work with others and everything as you go and start your day, especially on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, that hump day, those gifts that we get each week tend to be a little bit more precious with the work day and trying to get through the week. So I got my present this morning, and it came in a roundabout kind of way, and I feel I'm very appreciative for it. I want to thank everyone for taking a moment out of their day to come, to learn, to share, to teach, and to just be part of a family that's coming together. I knew a great, great, I don't know what Papageti was, but an Ugon, but he was incredible at teaching and storytelling. And what he would do is each time that we would come together, he would create a new family. So he was like, you know, even though you come from this tribe and you come from that tribe and you study Christianity and you study Buddhism and you study this, even though he would recognize all of our differences, and as soon as he did, he said, but we're now one big family. And so each time we started a new venture, we started it collectively as a family. And that's what we do each Wednesday. We come from different understandings and backgrounds and everything else like that, but we come together to be a family and to be loving and nurturing and educating and all these wonderful things that we get to be good family members. And it's a blessing to have that privilege of doing so. As always, my co-host, Mama Khadija, is waiting in the wings. I wouldn't know what to do without her. She's been more than an asset. You know, she's been the axle to this machine, you know. So not just a wheel or two wheels, but the thing that holds the wheels together. So, you know, we're going to bring her on the line, and she's going to help us understand God's reward for good character. And she's going to give us all the breakdown on that. But remember, this is a super interactive show. We look forward to everyone's contribution. When you would like to contribute to the conversation, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and that sends me a little message, hey, this person is ready to contribute. And we love to hear people's stories, their examples, even some of the challenges, you know, that you have, because chances are, if you've had it as a challenge, someone else has too. So we come together and we work together like that, and it creates a beautiful stew for us to eat and be nourished in. Also, if you're interested in looking at other shows, there is a Wonderful Approach Facebook page. And this Facebook page has all of the old shows on it. It has just a couple questions, comments, pictures. You know, what it is an opportunity for us to come together before and after the shows and just conversate and to share ideas and to share comments, post pictures. I have my sister down in Florida said she wanted to post some pictures. I thought that was super duper cool. And so we're all going to be getting together so that we can build and grow. So on the days that are not Wednesday, when we're not verbally together, we can meet up on the Facebook page and allow that to be a source of, you know, not just education, but also just another point to touch base and to be there for each other. Last week we were speaking about miracles and lots of different perspectives and lots of different callers called in and shared their miracle story, whether it was nature that had created a circumstance that was beyond reason and allowed us to say, okay, look, this doesn't even follow logic at this point. This has to be a miracle. Or whether it was just us allowing our eyes to be focused on things that are educational and positive, and so that we can see the miracles and the simple things in our lives. Miracles also, you know, it was pinpointed that, you know, miracles can also be used to teach other people proper things and how to act and how to behave and, you know, just allow other people to learn through us. So it was an extremely diverse show. It was awesome. And that'll be posted, and if it's not already posted, on the Facebook page as well, so we can go back and listen and learn and share. Sometimes I go back and listen just so I can, because sometimes the conversations are so unbelievable, and the callers, when it gets situated, I'm like, that was amazing. I got to go back. Everyone knows that I travel with pen and paper, always. I'm always writing things down. I'm always taking notes. I'm always wanting to apply something that I heard, or spirit will whisper in my ear, you know, did you hear this? Did you say that? And so sometimes I'll go back and listen to the shows just so I can hear those little tidbits that were given to us either from elders or from other people that decided to come in and share. So that tool is there for you as well. I'm going to see if I can get Mama Khadija on the line. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. How's everybody doing?
Oh,
we all got
great.
That present this morning.
Yes.
And you already talked about the lessons and the blessings. So I'll just reiterate that this is the Most High, the Creator, whatever name you choose to call your higher power, has given us this opportunity for those lessons and those blessings called today. That's what today
That's
is
right.
called, an opportunity for those lessons and for those blessings. But I just have to add something to the recap on last week's show. First
Please.
Of all, it's a miracle. I think it's a miracle because I'm a very optimistic person most of the time. That I'm here tonight, because over the past few nights, days, I was not feeling well. I had a little stomach bug, and boy, that was horrible. That was horrible. But yesterday I started feeling better. Today I'm like, I am back.
Mm-hmm.
I notified several people today by phone. I'm back. I am back. I'm feeling great. So that's a blessing for me. But I just couldn't get that miracle show out of my head over the past week. I just kept thinking about it. And, you know, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling low, if you have an illness or whatever, sometimes you're like, I need a miracle. I need, you know, the Most High to take this right away from me. And I kept thinking, I just could not let the miracle show go. And I had to better define what I thought a miracle was. And I came up with, a miracle is a supernatural, not natural, it's a supernatural event, and it's a divine intervention. And I think I like that, divine intervention / supernatural event, better than anything that I said last week. So I just wanted to share that with the audience here. It's a divine
mm-hmm.
intervention. It's when the Most High, the guardian angels, the ancestors, or even when the Most High uses other people to step in and create that supernatural event in your life. So I just wanted to share that about the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think
Absolutely.
About that, Seven? Is it a divine intervention?
Oh, I believe so. I believe so. This is when the divine is speaking directly to you, and there's no question
mm-hmm.
about it. And
mm-hmm.
there's certain things that you will become crystal clear as to God, who he is, and where he stands in your life, like not feeling well. You know, those things will help you remember, you know, what's important in everything else like that. When people say they saw their life flash before their eyes, it puts things in perspective real quick. You know, it triggers that gratitude, that attitude of gratitude. It does a whole lot of things that we've been talking about for the past couple of months. And I believe that self-realization, that's a miracle. You know what I'm saying? When you can see your own growth and development, when you, that is a miracle. And it is divine. It's more than scientific.
Exactly. Well, today's topic is, you know, God's reward for good character. And when Seven brought that to my attention, I said, well, we can't really begin to talk about good character until we really know what character is. And even though the show is not a religious show, everybody comes with their own tools in their toolkit. And for some of my Christian listeners, character is best defined, or good character or whatever, is defined through the Ten Commandments. They are the laws that govern, and whether you're Christian or not, almost every religious system has some type of laws that you have to follow to please the Most High. However, in doing my research and my reflection, I had to think about character as it relates to the Ten Commandments or any of the commandments that we live our life by, the rules, the laws, or whatever. And I think the character is so much more complete and greater than just abiding by those laws. And what I was able to do was to basically write out some character traits and really look at what character is. Your character shows up based on how you behave, how you act, and how you feel. And it's not one thing, it's not one incident, but it's a collaboration, it's a collection of patterns of how you interact with other people and also how you treat yourself. So the character traits that I came up with, before we even get into God's, you know, reward for good character, I want to talk about some of the positive character traits. And if anyone is taking notes, I'm going to say this very slowly and, you know, give you the chance to catch up and jot these little things down, because I have my notes. And one of the character traits was honesty. Now, you can probably take each one of these traits and relate them to one or several of the laws within your spiritual system. But honesty is one. Being respectful is one. Responsibility. Just being a fair person. Having compassion and caring for other living beings. Self-control, optimism, integrity, empathy, forgiveness, accountability.
Mama Khadija. Hello? Oh, she had such a great list. Okay. So we're going to see if she calls back. I think she dropped off the line, being so excited about giving us our list here. So we'll see. That could be just a technical difficulty. So we'll see if we can get her to come back on. And, Mom Khadija, when you get a chance, click on or speak so that we can hear you. Check your mute button as well. But as she was going through her understanding and her definition of character, I just want to speak a little bit about how the show came about. The show, having good character is something that I think is vital in order to have a relationship with spiritual beings. We must get into the habit of being and operating in our higher self. So the list that Mama Khadija was going through were honesty, respect, responsibility, fairness, compassion, self-control, integrity. These are all high-thinking, high-acting, high-moral activities and attributes. These are things we need to be operating in at all times. Good character is something that we need to insist on. There was a time when the elders in our community, if they would see you exhibiting poor character, they would correct you and they would say, hey, young sister, that's not what you want to do. That's not who you want to be. And they would try to steer you on the right path because they know that character is in some places, in some spaces, even more important than, let's say, being from a good family or being rich or being even good looking, okay? Being reliable, being trustworthy, you know, really exemplifying who you are, that is good character. And that is what we need to be striving for in our interactions. I know growing up, I have two younger sisters, and, you know, Mama Khadija always made it clear, you know, you're setting an example for your sisters. Is this what you want them to see? You know, is this what you want them to emulate? And so I knew at a young age, I mean, maybe 5, 6, that it was vital that I set a good example for them to see so that they have something to go on. And then they can be accountable for their actions once they have been viewed properly, you know, once in the community they have good actions. But that good character was something that was impressed upon me so strongly that I cannot forget, I don't forget how important it is to have. One of the challenges, though, and I don't want to get too far without Mama Khadija coming back into the show, but one of the challenges that I have had with character, because I work with a number of women primarily, and I do life coaching, and I counsel, and, you know, I work intensely with people. And I hear as I am stressing good character, I'm also hearing, but seven, it seems as if poor character is rewarded. You know, I've seen, you know, it may seem like, you know, the nice guy finishes last. Or I've seen it where, you know, the pretty girl with the horrible attitude is given all the attention while I'm trying to be a nice person and I don't get the same treatment or I don't get better treatment, you know. And so it can be difficult to maintain character when you think no one else is maintaining character. You know, it can be difficult to maintain character when, you know, you don't see the rewards of it. So, you know, when we were creating the show, I was like, not only do I want to talk about good character, I really want people to understand there are rewards for this character. There's rewards for positivity. And so we're going to go into some of that as well. Hold on for just a second. Let me see. Mama Khadija?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, hey.
I am right. Telephone challenged tonight, family. My phone has been playing tricks with me, and I don't even know when I stopped, when you stopped hearing me, but I'm back.
Okay, you stopped hearing you at integrity.
Oh, integrity. Oh, I have to mention empathy being an excellent trait. Forgiveness, accountability, loyalty, authenticity, and having passion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the not so positive or the negative traits would be, you know, basically the things that are mentioned in the things that we shouldn't do as spiritual people, like lying and stealing and cheating and you know, being disrespectful, not being responsible. Just the opposite. Just take whatever I said as a positive trait, and then, you know, just the opposite is something that we should not do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just to give an overview of what, you know, the character traits are, this is what most of our spiritual systems and religions, you know, teach us that we should be about, and these kinds of things, certain activities that will develop these character traits. And, of course, the negative traits will definitely detract from who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, when I came back in, I heard you talk about, you know, some of the people that were not of good character being, you know, getting, basically getting their way and being blessed. It seemed like
it
they were being blessed.
Like that.
It seems that
yeah.
way, but there is such a thing as grace.
Mm-hmm.
There is such a thing as grace. Now, I have my one and only natural blood sister. That's one of her favorite topics. I don't think she's on the line tonight. But, you know, grace is mm-hmm. basically unmerited or undeserving favor by
mm-hmm.
the universe. And that's why you can see people and say, man, how'd they get so-and-so? They're horrible people or whatever. You know, the universe blesses whomever the universe pleases. Now,
yeah.
where grace comes in, I don't understand how people that don't have good character, you know, appear to be getting blessed. And but I also believe in karma as well. And it's
mm-hmm.
not up to us to determine, you know, where the blessings go. So we just have
That's
to
right.
kind of leave that one alone and just focus on this good character, this positive character.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that we have to really hone in on is, you know, we should have a spirit of expectation, but always understand that the good, the bad, and the ugly comes when it's time, when it's the right time. You know, I have
mm-hmm.
had a girlfriend down in Palm Bay. She is no longer with us. She has joined the ancestors. But one of her favorite things was talking about divine time. It's all in divine
That's right.
time. So, you know, we have to be patient, continue to work, continue to build our character, whether it seems that our blessings are coming right away or right after we do a good deed. It doesn't happen that way all the time. Sometimes it does,
mm-hmm.
but I would say most of the time it doesn't. But it always,
mm-hmm.
it always comes. The universe
mm-hmm.
has an ever-watchful eye and always will bless you for having good character. It's not always in your time.
That's right. That's right. I know with me, I always want to think and believe and trust that God and his divine beings and my guardian angels and my ancestors are always watching me. And I never know when that judgment piece is going to come in. And so I always try to make sure that the things that I'm doing would be pleasing to God. And that is kind of my rule for good character. I, you know, I don't come from a Christian background. I and my understandings of right and wrong are based more in nature, in watching nature interact with each other. And so it's a very different type of right and wrong. But, you know, what I try to do is always kind of eagle eye myself. You know, I try to look and see, is God going to be pleased with these actions? You know, all that he has given to me, my daily presents, and at 46, those presents have added up. I've gotten a lot of gifts. I've gotten a lot of blessings. You know, have I truly done what he would want me to do with these gifts? Because they're gifts, they're presents. You know, they're not guaranteed. I'm not guaranteed another day, another breath. And so I always try to see, in what I'm doing, would this be pleasing if this was the moment that God decided to look at my actions? And that is what I base good character on. You know, I think about my ancestors and the sacrifices that they made for me. And I mean, sometimes blood sacrifices, meaning, you know, their lives and their livelihood and their own comfort was sacrificed for me. And I sit back and I think, are my actions pleasing and worthy of the sacrifices that they made for me? You know, any woman on this line that has given birth and you have had to spit these little things out and the sacrifice it takes to do that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, have I lived up to the sacrifices that have been made for me? Have I displayed character? Have I shown to be a good return on investment? You know, these are the kind of things that I think about, and I'm like, I really want God to be pleased with me and my character because he created me, and so I want him to be pleased with me and so I and to continue to bless and invest in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what you said about that return on you know, their investment. I really,
right.
really like that because that's exactly what it was. It and it always will be an investment that we make. The sacrifice that we make is an investment in the generations to come. And
that's
and
right.
character, the measuring stick being, would this please my creator? That's awesome.
That's right.
That's the ultimate measuring stick. I mean, all these words that I mentioned, the integrity, the honesty, and whatever, whatever, the ultimate measuring stick is, would my creator be pleased if I did this and this? And I think that's where the Christians get off with this, what would Jesus do?
Yes.
You know? You know what I'm saying? That's basically what they're saying. Okay?
That's right.
Because if Jesus wouldn't do this, tell this lie, if he wouldn't be disrespectful, then I shouldn't be doing it. So they're basically
mm-hmm.
using the same. I think everybody of good intention is using that as a measuring stick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
that
you need
is
to understand that
would
not,
this please God?
That's right. And there's not an off button on that, okay? There's not. He doesn't have hours, okay? He's 24/7. All day, every day, twice on Sunday. It's so important that we understand that our actions are really creating part of our universe going forward, too. You know, so like you were saying about karma, and I don't know a whole lot about karma, but I remember that boomerang action in the karma. You know, so if are you putting out positive things to get positivity back? And then keeping that flow going, you know, and are you, even if someone is throwing you a negative boomerang, you don't have to throw a negative boomerang back. You don't have to do it. You know, you may want to, it might be that first reaction, but you don't have to. And so mm-hmm. it's wonderful to be able to show, hey, I can evolve even from your boomerang. You know, I can show that what God has invested in me was worth his investment because I'm going to show you the true power of this, that, and the other. And so that's where that good character comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind people, again, Seven, how to join this beautiful conversation?
Awesome. I sure will. Join the conversation, which you have to do on your cell phone, is press 1. That sends a little signal. I have a couple of signals here, so if you have a moment, I'd love to grab one. Okay, Mom Khadija?
Please do, please.
Okay. This call is 804-5307. Welcome to the show. Greetings. You may have to come off of mute. Okay, 804. We're going to, you can press 1 again if when you would like to speak, okay? But I'm going to put you back on mute for a moment. And then I know this number here. I believe this is Brother Ibrahim. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings. Greetings, Umi, Mother
Khadija. Greetings. Greetings.
I love this great conversation, good topic. To add my little two cents, I definitely believe in the reward for good character. I believe that the reward is an incentive to encourage the human being to pursue a higher self. And I hear, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, listen, the sun shines on the wicked and the righteous alike. You know, and I think that that's a perspective. That's really trying to look at God or the reward from our little bitty narrow sight. Yeah, it may seem like that it's shining on the wicked, but nobody sees the sunburn afterwards. So, you know,
okay.
we look at, and that's my whole thing, we're reward. You know, it's I like what you guys were saying, that primarily we should be focused on ourselves, and we shouldn't, I'm not going to say what we shouldn't do. What I try not to do is really get caught up into what I think other people are receiving and their character, because like I said, you know, just to give another example, it looks like this wicked person received $1 million, but I don't see the IRS come and do an audit and snatch everything from them. So it's reward to me is definitely incentive for good behavior and good character. Wonderful topic, great program, and I'll be listening further. Peace.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you,
brother. Awesome. Me and Brother Ibrahim have had many conversations, and one of them is about envy. And envy is like a big no-no. You're not supposed to. It is looked upon extremely poorly. And when we start to allegedly count other people's alleged blessings, I think that's a thin line and a slippery slope to moving in that envious arena. And that's something that we have to stay away from. It is not... It's very unfavorable. And so in order to protect ourselves from that, our true focus needs to be on ourselves and on our own growth. And the sunburn comment had me giggle, okay, because we see so little of what really happened. And so that's why we have to stay so focused on what we're doing and not what other people are doing or what it seems like they're doing.
Thank you so much, brother. I would like to add to what you were saying about the sun shining on you know, the good person and the evil person alike, but what about the sunburn? That's something that we don't see. But then there is grace too now, and I do know that for a fact, where, like I said, it's unmerited and it's undeserving. And why that happens, I don't know. But it doesn't always come with a backlash. I think, you know, the Most High will give us an opportunity to either step up to the plate at that time or to continue to be, say, negative people or not have a good character and, you know, the blessing is taken away or whatever. So, but grace is real. Where, you know, people get things. In fact, I've gotten things and I'm like, man, why in the world was I blessed with this? You know, sometimes people have to think, what in the world did I do to deserve this? You know, this is awesome. And sometimes you have to think that. I mean, it could be something generational. It could have been something that was due someone in your lineage. It could be a setup for something that's coming, or a teaching moment for someone that is right there with you or someone that is in your family lineage even today, you know, for them to see, for them to learn by. But I do know that grace is real. Grace is real. So
Absolutely.
Did we get the 804 caller back? I wonder what happened with that call.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I have another caller that would like to see 8430340. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Alafia.
Alafia.
We're talking about good character tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
This old gal here want to tell you something about character. We all, in, as human beings upon this here Mother Earth, have to learn how to have good character. We can start off with bad character until we get knocked upside the head and it shows that that character ain't working. But for me, my good character is to say I have friends that I love. I have been put in situations that I didn't think I had no business being in, but I always came out, and I have to give thanks for that. So I don't know what really good character is, but I have to look at myself and say, I thank the Spirit of the Most High for all things great and small, because I think that with his, well, with their, I'm not going to say his by itself because I don't walk by myself and neither do none of us, but as long as the spirits are walking with us and we are willing to listen, they will guide us to be good character for what they see, not what man see, because man cannot whatsoever tell us what's good except for spirit to guide us. I just want to put that little piece in there and ask y'all to have a blessed night and let you know I'm listening. Might not know what's going on, but I'm listening.
All right, all right. Well, you said you might
so
not
much,
know what
Mama?
Good character traits are, but I think Seven summed it up so well when she said, what would be pleasing to the Most High?
That's it.
I think that's an excellent measuring stick. What
yes,
would be
it,
pleasing?
I believe it. I go along with that 150,000%.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Seven, I'm waiting on my phone call from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just had to put that in there. But I'm going to continue on
yes,
this
ma'am.
Tonight. My phone is charged. Okay?
Okay,
so
all right, no trouble.
So continue on, my sister. And thank you for the radio show.
Thank you for the call in.
All right.
Awesome, awesome. And so many different levels to that. So many different levels to that. Because what we have to think about is that good character is different for different people, too. We have to really take that into consideration. For someone who may have just stopped smoking or cut down smoking their pack of cigarettes, you know, just to have one or two, they'd be like, "Ooh, I'm doing so good." And then so we can't sit there and judge and be like, "Oh, you shouldn't be putting that nasty thing in your mouth, blah, 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 blah." We don't know people's full stories, okay? We also don't know what God has asked them to do. You know, sometimes we'll sit back with, I don't want to say judgment in our eye, but it's really judgment. And we're judging someone, and we're not qualified to do that. We're not qualified to say, you do this and you do that, and this is good and this is bad. Certain things that we can say, like there are laws of Mayat, there are, you know, this rule and that rule and this pillar. There are some very clearly defined rules that we should be doing and should not be doing. But then there also is that grace, that window where we can say, this is God's judgment call. We don't know if, you know, cursing 3 times a day as opposed to 20 times a day is a good thing or a bad thing, because we don't know the whole story and we don't know what happened. So this is why we have to really be focused on our own high development, highest character development, because we don't know the journeys that some people and the mountains that some people just had to walk on. So we want to keep that in mind as we're going forward and thinking about good character.
Well, we are here living in the United States, but we are a diverse people. So we have people from all over the world with all different backgrounds. And another one of my aha moments came in looking at, say, certain cultural in Islam, one of the character traits for a woman is, you know, covering up everything but the face and the feet and the hands, covering up. That would be considered a good character trait based on that tradition, that religion. Now, that would not necessarily apply in the United States, or let's say in a Christian household. The modesty would not be
different.
Taken to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think almost everyone agrees, and all the spiritual and the religious traditions believe in modesty, but that's defined by the culture, and that can be defined by your religious practices. So character traits are definitely influenced by the society that you live in, by the spiritual practice, by your religion, you know, by your culture. So that's something that
Absolutely.
We have to take into account and not be judgmental, you know, about
mm-hmm.
other people's traditions, religions, societal norms, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to say that because, you know, I've seen stories where people have gone to other countries and in certain, say, West African and North African and Islamic societies where, you know, you cannot, you know, eating is done with the hands, and you better not put that left hand in that bowl and get food, you know, because
That's
the left
right.
hand is used for something different. So, you
That's
know,
right.
a person of good character would use that right hand. And in that
mm-hmm.
society, a person wouldn't dare think about using the left hand. But maybe out of ignorance, somebody might go and dig into a bowl with their left hand if they're a left-handed person and not see anything wrong with it. So
mm-hmm.
I just said all that to say that there are character is also defined through your culture, your spirituality, how you practice that, and your religious beliefs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've seen it. I've been a part of it. You know, I have experienced different cultures within cultures and subcultures, and there are different traits that they consider good character. Then there are traits that are it's beyond a covering. It's beyond a tradition. It is within the person, and it is a negative trait. You know, it really does. And then, unfortunately, we even have some spiritualists and spiritual leaders that have cloudy or muddy definitions for character. And that's something that we have to be really aware of, is that, you know, that judgment piece, is we have to be very careful not to judge others and allow for their character to come forward, you know, for multiple reasons. One, you don't know their character and traditions. And then, two, you don't know what God is judging them on. Three, you're not God. So we have to make sure that we're staying within our rankings and everything. I have a caller that would like to call, come back onto the line. And again, I'm gonna pull my caller back in, Ibrahim. But as anyone else would like to speak, what you have to do is press 1, and that lets everybody know, okay, I'd like to speak. Ibrahim.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you again too. And actually, Umi said a lot of what I wanted to say when she was going into culture, the understanding of you know, your particular understanding of your higher power of the divine. One of the things she was talking earlier also about grace, which I wholeheartedly agree. But you know, one of the things in the Islamic tradition, we talk about one of the attributes of God is called al-Aidul, which means the just. So sometimes we're taught in this tradition that sometimes when some people receive something, it's like being paid forward. God is not only just, we say that he's al-alam, He's all-knowing. So God knows that this may be an incentive to get them to step on the right foot, or that initially or innately they are a good person going through a bad time. This is why what Sylvie was talking about when she was talking about that disease of envy, not having the envy and not trying to get into the mind of or to discern the way of the divine when it comes to other people, unless you have been given that gift, such as a lot of our mothers and our sisters on the phone, and you sisters yourself have been given that gift and blessed to to decipher and discern what the divine may have for people. But just as a layman and in your everyday life, I think that we should be careful trying to, you know, figure out why is this person receiving that? Why is that? Because it is such a macrocosm of a microcosm. We only see a small smidget of the overall effect and the plan that the Most High, that the divine has for that individual, and a lot of times even for ourselves. So thanks for the opportunity to come in again, Seven, and sisters, man, keep up the wonderful work. I mean, y'all getting down tonight.
Thank you, brother. Seven, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Thank you. I'm just sitting here talking on mute. I thank the brother for his comment, and I would say, you know, this is part of the reason why it's so vital that we stay on our path and we are looking to improve our path, because we don't know at what point this other person is in their path, okay? I'm throwing the question out to Mama Khadija first, but this is for anyone to answer. And I had said earlier, you know, even when someone sends you that negative boomerang in their karma, you have a choice whether you're going to send them back something negative or even harder negative, or if you're going to allow your positive nature to come forward. You know, how I think a big part of character is being who you are at all times. It's easy to smile when it's, you know, when the sun's shining on a day like today in Georgia. When it was a beautiful, what was it, 72 degrees or something? It was beautiful today. And it was easy to be happy and joyful and full of goodness. But what happens when you're really going through those tests that life is going to have for you, period? You're going to go through it. But how do you, Mama Khadija, maintain your good character in the middle of trials and tribulations?
Well, I don't think it was an accident that my phone stopped at integrity, you said?
Yes,
because
integrity.
Integrity is like major, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
People that are in integrity are the same way when you're not watching them as when you're watching them. They can be in front of an audience or be around a crowd of people and do one thing, and then behind closed doors, they're still going to do that same thing. So having integrity and being in integrity is very, very important. Now, how do you, in the midst of adversity, pull on or pump up that positive character in the midst of adversity? How do you do that?
Yes.
Always take the high road. See, what we found out tonight and what many of us knew even before tonight is that good character, positive character, or whatever is a choice. So you have the choice to either take the high road or take the low road. And you always have that measuring stick. Would this be pleasing to my Creator? And, you know, everything that we have discussed tonight on this show all boils down, like I said, that's the common denominator. That is the, what's the smallest common denominator? However it's said in there. That's the bottom line, in other words. Would this be
that's
pleasing?
Right.
You don't have to remember all this integrity and honesty and this and that and responsibility. just remember one thing. Would this be pleasing to my Creator? Always shoot mm-hmm. for the high road. Now, we're human, so, you know, we're not always going to think the best thoughts, feel the best things that we should be feeling, but when it comes to acting out on those feelings and those thoughts, always take the high mm-hmm. road. And sometimes we
That's
have
right.
to give ourselves permission to be angry, because that's a very healthy emotion, and it's not feeling angry that gets most of us in trouble. It's acting out that anger. So you can feel angry, get it out of your system, you know, do some exercise, walk around the block, sing a song, sweep, whatever it is that you need to do to get rid of that monkey, and then choose the high road. Always choose
that's
the high
right.
road. So that's always, for me, the way that I can, that's the choice that I make.
That's right.
the choice that I make.
That's
right. always going to be the bottom line. I got to take the high road. Because if you
mm-hmm.
take the low road, just because someone throws negativity at you, you don't have to throw it back at them. Because it's going to go right back to them anyway. You don't even have to
that's
send it back.
Right.
It's going back.
I try to explain to people, you don't know where God is in their process. God could be
mm-hmm.
on his way to handle that situation right now. He doesn't need
that's
you
right.
jumping in there trying to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not even your
mm-hmm.
fight to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to really start to, you know, and then I do the self-check. Okay, person who's ready to throw a stone, have you completed all your assignments? You know, are you caught up on all your prayers? You ain't got no dishes to wash. You don't have nothing to do on your own. You know, there's so much that we can do. Like you were saying, you know, it's not just enough to feel the other emotions, the negativity or whatever, but do we have something else that we could be doing? Are there other options to then being negative and increasing the negativity and everything else like that? Is there something we can do to increase the positivity? You know, have we really done all that we can? And the answer is always no. There's always more to do. Usually, Sister Benita will call in and she'll remind us about the babies. So she hasn't checked in yet, so I'm going to remind us about the babies. There's never too early an age to work on character with children, okay? As I'm going through my lessons in character, I have to understand that while I'm learning, I have two little eyes, at least two sets of eyes, that are watching me saying and learning about character and about integrity and about ethics and everything else like that. And so we have to be very aware of not only are we learning for ourselves, but we're learning for those around us. And so, and when we are, because there are quite a few leaders on the phone, we as leaders, when we are learning, there could be a whole population learning with us. And so we have to really be good with having that level of awareness about our actions. Our actions are vital, and they're affecting other people. And I think that's something that we need to be aware of for those that are around us, for children, for your neighbor. You know, are we really showing everyone how to have that good character?
Yeah, you never know who's watching. We have a saying in Mother Eagle Ministries when we do our retreats that we don't count heads, meaning when we do our morning camps, which are much smaller groups than retreats, we don't try to get 25 or 30 people involved in that whole process at one time. And for every woman, I think, Seven, you talked about the points of light. Well, this deals with the points of light. For every one person that goes through that healing process, that person impacts and has an influence on at least 100 people. 100 people by
mm-hmm.
helping, healing, demonstrating, being an example for one person, you are actually healing demonstrating, being that example for at least 100 people. By the time you factor in family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, people that they meet on the bus, on the subway, people they meet out at the park, you're talking about in a short span of time having that positive impact on at least 100 persons per one person that you have shown good character to. And that's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. That 100 points of light is real. You know, everyone has to be in charge of their star that's going to twinkle and, you know, illuminate for others. And so that good character is going to help your star shine bright. And that's what we need. We need more bright stars, more people that are willing to stand up and say, I have the good character and I'm willing to apply it. Now, we've been speaking about good character and what it is. And, you know, we're moving into the second part of our show, which is going to be the prayer part shortly. But what I wanted to ask is about the reward. What is the God's reward for good character? I'll start that. God has been good to me, you know. I say that, you know, jokingly, and I say that so sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I have been blessed, and I feel the blessing every day. I feel the love every day when I have the pleasure of looking at my children and, you know, spending time with my mate. I feel the blessing. And so I assume that this blessing is for good character. Now, it could be just because God thinks I'm cute. I mean, it could be hereditary. It can be a couple of things, okay? But I try to think that it has to do with my character. And that's one of the reasons why I hold that character sacred. I make sure my reputation is above tarnish. I make sure that my words are of the utmost and always speaking and emulating positive things because I want God to continue my blessing, you know, and a big part of every show that we've done has to do with God's rewards, and so I keep my attitude of gratitude very high, which helps my faith, which helps me trust, which helps me with my unconditional love, and it builds my good character, you know, and so all of these things are building and growing inside of me, and they started small. And I allowed them to grow, and I allowed it to build and to be more than, you know, what I could do. I tried to really be pleasing to my Creator. I tried to really represent my ancestors in the highest way. And doing that, I think they give me more opportunities to do that. The more I am, you know, just like a good child, if your child acts up, you're not taking them out to the mall, okay, because you never know when they're going to act up. But if you have a child that has been proven that they know how to act and you don't have to be concerned about small behaviors, you don't hesitate to take that child anywhere they want to go because you know your behavior will be good, you know. And so that's how I really want to look at God's rewards in my life, you know, and that's how I keep my character high. And that's how I believe, the blessings continue to come to me so that I can continue to keep this character high. So it's a cycle that just does nothing but increase and grow and get faster and stronger until the cycle doesn't have a beginning and end. It's just a continuous, you know? How do you see and feel God's reward in your life?
Well, I just wanted to, do we have a caller that's in the queue now? Because
no,
I just wanted to say something. I wanted to say something quickly. I really like what the brother said, Brother Ibrahim said about our reward is really an incentive for us. I think that's basically what he was saying, you know, to incorporate and to have this, the positive character traits. The reward is the incentive. And the more I think about that, the more I think about animals in nature. You know, I'm thinking about lab rats. I'm thinking about, you know, the carrot being dangled in front of the, you know, the animal that's chasing it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. But we are really just, what, two or three steps above those animals that are.
If that.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, I mean, it makes sense that there is an incentive, maybe a built-in incentive for us to do what we're supposed to do, to be of good character and to be pleasing to our Creator. And, brother, you really gave me something to think about. It kind of brought me down for a minute, but I understand. It's all right. That incentive just took me to, I won't say a lower animal form, but, you know, animals that can't manipulate things with their paws and stuff like that. And I just had to think about that being the reward being an incentive for good character, for positive character traits.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And we shouldn't need it, but we do. You know, we should do what we're supposed to do just because that's the way it's supposed to be done and that's the way it's always been done. And I really wish I could say that we didn't need the temp, you know what I'm saying, but we absolutely do. And then, unfortunately, on the other side, when it comes to things that are of poor character, oh, there's plenty of temptation over there. There's plenty of incentives over there to misbehave, to lie, to cheat, to just try to be anything other than the child that God created you to be. And so, you know, their intent is heavy. And but empty promises. They're very, very empty, but they got plenty of promises. Sure, you can fly. You can do anything you want to. But that's why we have to make sure that we're staying on our improvement and so that we're growing and gaining and gathering our own knowledge base and everything like that.
And you talk about those, you know, incentives and whatnot and the reward. There's a gospel singer that I listened to years ago, and she did like a song, but before the song she was telling her story. And she said that she had gotten involved at a very young age because she could sing very well. Singing in the nightclubs, and she was like 14 years old performing in nightclubs with, you know, big time R&B singers. And she said that she eventually got introduced to the dope man, and she was using drugs anyway, but she got introduced to the dope man, and he gave her all the drugs that she could ever dream of using. I mean, he was like a steady supply, because this was her man, and she got it all for free. And then she came back around and said, how many of you know it wasn't for free?
Okay.
There was a cost.
There's always a cost.
She didn't have to pay money, but there was a cost for that free dope.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a price for making those choices that are negative, incorporating those negative character traits into who we are, is never free. It's never easy. It may appear to be easy at first, or like she thought it was free, but after a while, how many of you knew it wasn't free?
That's right. And, you know, one thing I want to say about this good character, as we're winding down and wrapping up the day, is one thing we have to say about good character is that it can begin now. This is not something that you're destitute, you know, for the rest of your life. Where you are is not where you have to be, is not where you have to end up. You can build and develop your character from here. So, you know, I every week there is a personal inventory taken by myself as to where I am with this topic and where I need to be. And this week's test was very personal, upfront, in my face right now. And so it was And it was so funny because as I saw the test clearly, I just shook my head. I said, I had to learn about good character today. I thought I knew about this. I thought this was a done deal, okay? And so it was just another opportunity for me to apply some of the lessons and tools that I had in dealing with and maintaining my character and making sure that it is high enough in making sure that I am setting the proper examples for my points of light that are very precious to me. And I always want to make sure that I'm not misleading, you know, God's angels. You know, these are not my angels, these are God's angels, and I want to make sure that I'm doing all that I can to watch them and to help them. One more call that I want to take before we get to the prayer section of the day, and this call is 678 ending in 2905. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just listening, and I came in a little late, so hopefully I'm not repeating anything anybody else said, but I was just thinking about what you were saying about just the good character and the seeds that you plant. And I was thinking about Robert Louis Stevenson. He said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seed that you plant." And then the word it states that the seed that you plant is the harvest that you reap. Basically saying, if you plant good seeds, you get a great harvest. So you plant bad things, you're going to get bad things back. You begin to plant good things, you plant, then you're going to get good things back. So every day we have to watch what we're doing and what we're putting out, because that's the harvest that we're going to reap. And if we have closed hands, when we're trying to reap something, we're not going to reap anything with our hands closed, because we have to be a giver and a cheerful giver. And on top of that, you know, it's not just giving your 10%. It's giving love. It's helping others and having compassion. And it's just like, for example, road rage. If you give road rage to somebody who cut you off, just think about if you make the wrong turn, somebody's going to give you road rage. So whatever you put out there in the atmosphere, that's what you get back. But the thing is, reaping that great harvest, we have to ask. And I think about something that Steve Harvey said, you know, how this man went to heaven and how he went to these different levels and all these different rooms. And it was one room that they passed by that he couldn't go in. And he kept saying, "Well, you don't want to go in there. You don't want to go in there." He said, "Well, why?" And so finally they decided, I'm just making it really short, they let him in the room. And he said, "Well, what is this?" He said, "Well, those, all those blessings that you passed by because you didn't ask for it." And that's the thing. We have to ask for what we want. And we have to, you know, expect great things to come from it. But it still goes on your character. You still have to give good things back out. And that's all I wanted to say. I think it's a great topic.
Awesome. Thanks for
calling
in,
sis.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
Sabina?
It is. All right. I had mentioned you earlier, okay? I mentioned you and your good character and your need to share that with the children. So, and you did decide to call in. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me. I enjoy it. I love it.
Awesome.
Nice. Now she is truly a sister of good character, I have found, and an awesome prayer warrior. She can really bring down the spirit through some prayer. I just had to say that about the sister. I love witnessing and being a part of her prayer energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have had the opportunity to witness via the show, and she did not hesitate. She was full of the spirit and shared it generously. So absolutely, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right, Mama Khadija, as we're moving into my favorite part of the show, where we actually get to lift our voices up and to share and to express ourselves in prayer, is there anything that you wanted to close the show and saying about this character piece? Because this is it took actually quite a few more turns than I had anticipated. There are a lot of different aspects to good character that I learned and that I had a chance to review, and that I'm going to spend some time in self-reflection and meditation so that I can make sure I really comprehend this good character piece, so I can incorporate it in my being securely, and I can incorporate it in my children's being and for those people I get the honor to work with, so that I can make sure that this is a positive trait going forward. Is there anything that you wanted to add to the good character piece?
Well, I can't say enough that the measuring stick should be, is this, or will be for me at this point in my life, will this be pleasing to my Creator? I just can't. That
mm-hmm.
was just awesome. And that was just, it's so mm-hmm. simple. It's so easy. But
mm-hmm.
I also thought when I was looking at different laws, different spiritual laws, different religious laws, I'll say, not spiritual, but the religious laws of the world, different, like you said, the laws of Ma'at, the Ten Commandments, the different pillars of Islam or whatever, when you look at those
mm-hmm.
laws can be followed. But laws don't necessarily change the heart. And I think
That's
when
right.
you're dealing with character, you're dealing with things that are coming straight from the heart, okay, from the essence of who you are. And I thought about the struggle that Dr. King had. And when someone had asked him something about the laws, yeah, we need the laws changed and everything, but the laws did not change how certain people felt about integration or how certain people felt about race relations in America. And it's the
That's
same
right.
way with the practice of following certain laws versus having those character traits built into the essence of who you are, because it goes beyond the laws.
That's right.
You're not supposed to, you know, murder, but the Ten Commandments and a lot of the other laws don't talk about, you know, being a responsible person or being a fair person or having compassion for other people. So
That's right.
that goes beyond that law. It's deeper than the law. So I just want to, and I embrace, you know, I embrace a lot of different traditions and try to incorporate most of the laws. So I'm not coming down on the laws. I'm just saying that we can look beyond the laws and begin
That's
to
right.
wrap our essence around the heart piece, those
Absolutely.
Character traits.
It has to be more than skin deep. It has to
Exactly.
be more than skin deep.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
has to be truly to the core, and that's the character.
Mm-hmm.
You may
that's
not
the character.
Know exactly how it's going to work, but you'll have an idea because you know how the character of this person operates. And
mm-hmm,
so that gives
mm-hmm.
us that blueprint of how this is going to work. So God has given each of us a blueprint as to how our character is to be, how we're supposed to interact on this earth, and how we're supposed to interact with others on this earth. Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at others, you know, when I see a person, I don't see a single person. I see a representation of an ancestral lineage. And so when you are able to look and to be respectful of people's ancestors, then you can say, this is a good character. This is good character.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank everyone for their absolute love and attention and patience with this topic, because it's a touchy topic, it's a little touchy, and I think everyone really, really applied themselves and came forward with a level of honesty and created those teachable moments for us to grow on. And so, you know, it was very, very wonderful. I'm going to bring our prayer on as usual. This is my favorite part of the show because it allows us to show our thanks, gratitude, appreciation, having verbal offerings, and we have many different types of prayers coming forward. And so it always is an honor and a pleasure, a very humbling experience for me to have someone come forward and to share their tradition and words with us so that we can grow and develop. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and let me get my prayer. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. And then let me share this. Let me share my testimony about the reward for good character, you know, because I believe that God acts through nature. So a lot of times the reward for good character for me is just when I have good character, the smile from fellow human beings and the pleasure that I get when they're pleased to see me, just being welcomed. That's a reward. Just, you know, having people just say, you know what, Ibrahim is all right with me. That is reward enough for good character. Dear Lord, we thank you. We sincerely thank you for this program, for this platform to celebrate your praise, glory, to learn methods and means to draw ourselves closer to you. We thank you for the wisdom and the words that come out of the two hosts that have every week sacrificed their time, that have shared from their spirit to bring us closer to you. We thank you for the fellowship you allow us to have over the line with brothers and sisters that we know and brothers and sisters that we don't know, an opportunity to extend this family of, or this righteous family, a family that is seeking your countenance, seeking your face. As Khadija 7 said, seeking your pleasure in all our actions and all that we do. We just thank you for that. We can't thank you enough, Lord, for our ancestors who have paved the way, who have went through hardships, trials, and adversities to get us to where we're at, who have struggled and scraped for the family, who have held the family together to get us where we're at. We recognize you in all their endeavors and their efforts, and we recognize you as being their support and their strength, giving them the ability to do that. Lord, we thank you for the various systems and religions that have brought us disciplines, that have taught us ways to get close to you. I thank you for the Orisha, teaching us about the Orisha. We thank you for voodoo and Islam and Christianity and all the other ways that you have given man to express their awe in your awesomeness and in your greatness and in your magnitude. We thank you for that, Lord. I just want to praise you, and my tongue fails me, and my words just won't formulate enough to really convey how much gratitude and love I have for you, for all the blessings you have given me, the extended family, my mate, the family of my mate that have taken me in and allowed me to be a part of their family. I thank you, God. I so sincerely thank you, Lord. And after our thanking, we ask, Lord, because we are just your creation, and we know that if we don't ask, that nothing will be accomplished or nothing will be achieved, for man can do nothing by him or herself. So, Lord, we ask that you give us your peace. We ask that you give us and show us the way. We ask, Lord, for we know that you say that you are Enor, you are the light. So we ask that you light our way through sometimes dark experiences and traumas, Lord. We ask that you bless the couples on this line that right now aren't communicating to one another. Then, Lord, allow them to be silent and let you be their communication. Let you talk for them. Let them feel the love through you, Lord. Just tell them to be silent and be still and feel your Lord. Lord, we ask that you watch over the children. Lord, bless the children. For the children are our future, so. But I don't think Whitney could have said it any better, Lord. They are our future. So give us the wisdom to bring them up, to be good examples, like they said, that starting character, you can never start too young. So allow us to be an example of what good character is, Lord. We ask that you help us to be neighborly and help us to be social to our brothers and sisters of every color, race, creed, religion, or tradition, Lord. Help us to be one human family, Lord. I pray that you accept my prayer, for this is your humble servant, Ibrahim, coming to you. And I've been asked to lead the prayer for these wonderful and beautiful people. So I pray that you accept it and feel my sincereness and my passion in my prayer, Lord. For in your name, all things are accomplished, all things are possible. Amen and Ashe.
Amen.
Amen.